man who became a leader in the Afghan church, been converted when he was in a blind school in Kabul, Afghanistan, through the ministry of Christy Wilson, who had a vision for being in Afghanistan, had given his life there. And this, 2 weeks after I met him, he was dead. He had gone out to visit other Afghan groups in Pakistan. At that time, you didn't have the Taliban, and you didn't have this organized religious force that was there. And there was a great deal of freedom going to these different different groups and being able to speak, but not as much freedom as he thought. And in one of the places he was taken, he was killed. That was the end of him. He left a widow and a child there. And Christy Wilson was the one who had pioneered mission work in Pakistan. He had a vision for it. His father was a missionary in Iran and had prayed about it and had gone there. And Christy Wilson was the person who founded the first Urbana in 1946 in Toronto. He, coming out of the time from World War II and as a young man, was the one that called us together and said, let's get these people together. Let's share with them what the possibilities there are, what God is doing in the world, and what can happen in other places in the world. And so at Urbana, you heard about strange lands and exciting stories that came from them, and there was information about how to get there and ways to get there. This is what Urbana was all about. And as time has gone on, that has not changed to the degree that Urbana is a missions convention. It's the 21st University's missions convention. It moved to Champaign-Urbana in 1948, and now it's moving to St. Louis in 2006, and we'll see how it goes. We'll let you know afterwards just how it went, and we're hoping you'll be there with us, and you can sort of see and experience this. But part of the change is because there have been lots of things that have changed in this country. We're in a changing world, and the nature of missions that comes from North America is changing enormously. I was just reading some statistics, actually, on a trip I was making the last couple of days, reading a manuscript for a book that I was asked to write an endorsement for. These are the statistics that are given by Roger Peterson, who is the editor of Mission Maker magazine, and he quotes from different sources. In 1965, 540 short-term missionaries from the United States, 540. In 1998, I'll skip a couple of them, 4,500 short-term missionaries. In 2003, at least a million, and a study by Trinity Seminary in 2004 suggests that there may be as many as 4 million that actually go overseas. 40,000 entities now that are sending people from the United States on short-term missions. 3,700 agencies, 1,000 schools, 35,000 churches are sending it. I was just talking at our table. There's a short-term missions trip that's going right at the time of Urbana. So unfortunately, they won't be able to benefit from Urbana. We won't be able to benefit from their input. That's the purpose of Urbana, is to encourage those missions. In 1946, there was no such thing as a missions pastor. Urbana focused around missions agencies. And there are many reasons for the change. The perspective on the world has changed. We live in a different world, and it's more of a global village. But probably one of the biggest changes that's coming in the area of missions is the need for people to be involved experientially. And it's a cultural thing, you know, for us to have hands-on in this world that's getting smaller and be able to see and experience what's happening. And then through that experience, God speaks and it works. What is it, then, that Urbana is trying to do? What is it that we want to do as we come to a changing world with a changing scene? The call is the same. That has not shifted one iota. But what God is doing and what God wants to do, that hasn't changed one iota. But our methodology and the way that we interact with students is changing, and it should change dramatically. And we hope that we can continue to do that to make this a relevant conference for churches and for other people. This year is the 200th anniversary of the Haystack Prayer Meeting, where at Williams College, students went into a geography class. There, as they're in that geography class, they're challenged with what's happening in the world and seeing what's happening in the world. And they went out and they said, what is it, God, that you have to say to us about the world as it exists today? What is it? What's the message that we have in that? So they saw the world. They came to Scripture and they read and they prayed, God, show us what it is that you want to do. And out of that came the first missions movement. I believe in 1946 there was another missions movement that began with Urbana, coming out of World War II and events that were like Urbana, that challenged, and new agencies were formed, and there was a new wave of interest and involvement in sending people out and into the world. And what is it now that will be challenging us students to do? And Urbana has four simple objectives. The first is to declare God's character and mission as revealed in Scripture. As revealed in Scripture. Bible at Urbana is going to be really important. Bob Grauman, who's sitting over here, Bob loves the Bible, as InterVarsity loves the Bible, and he is the guru for inductive study, manuscript inductive study. And we're looking at doing the Bible in a different way at Urbana. We have two goals that would come out of this. I should say I have two goals that would come out of this. I don't know that we've talked about them extensively. I haven't heard anyone that would disagree with this. The first is that students would come out of Urbana saying, we're going to be studying the book of Ephesians. Ephesians taught me this about God's mission in the world. And the second is that students would come out of Urbana and say, boy, I had such a good time with the way this Bible study was being done. I want to study that Bible in the same way. They really want to be involved in Bible study. So we'll be teaching how to do inductive study, not just asking inductive questions and learning from the text, but how do you look at a text, how do you observe it, how do you draw questions from that, and then how you can draw from the text something that communicates. And so InterVarsity has been involved in a training program of senior staff to do this at Urbana, something that we've not done or tried to do in the same way before at other Urbanas. The second objective that we have at Urbana is to inform about the current realities in global missions. Inform about the current realities in global missions. So we can't say everything, but we are looking at two major themes. One is HIV/AIDS, and there's special seminars and special programs for that. And the other is the city, the issue of urbanization and ministry in the city. Ray Bakke will be speaking there. He's from the city. Another person who's from the city who has a lot to say about this is a man by the name of Saul Cruz from Armonia, which is a NGO that's down in Mexico City. He's an impressive guy. My only concern is he has so much to say, I don't know how he's going to get it all in when he gets up to speak. Fabulous stories and a great communicator. So our goal is so that people can see and understand what's happening in the world and then be able to respond to it. And there'll be many other things that are there. There'll be special AIDS exhibits, 3, where you can experientially go through them. World Vision has been helping to put that together for us. They'll be in 3 different places so we can get a number of students through them. I've talked to people who've actually gone through these, and they say it's really impressive where you have an experience of things happening to you that you don't have control over, and then at the end you discover whether you're HIV positive or negative and what that means. You know, it's just an experiential kind of thing. The third objective that we have is to call all participants to join in God's mission. Call all participants to join in God's mission. And here we make a distinction between mission and missions. God's mission is unchanging. That begins in Genesis and it goes through to Revelation at the end. In Genesis, you hear God saying to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he speaks to Adam, he says, Adam, where are you? You know, you're lost, where are you? And this is God's call to bring people back to himself. And it culminates in Revelation chapter 7, where all the tribes and nations are standing around the throne and praising God. And the thing that's amazing about that is that John is easily able to identify that the tribes and nations are there because of what? Their language and their looks. Because the message that they're giving is exactly the same. It is one message that is to the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. That same message, that same voice, that's what is the culmination of God's mission. That's unchanging. Missions are the human activity that draws into God's mission. And they're models for missions. That's what we want to communicate, that they're models for missions. And everybody's called to be part of God's mission and to be part of that in their lives. And then there are different ways that can be carried out as we work, as we live out our lives as Christians. And then our fourth objective of Urbana is to motivate participants to serve in global and cross-cultural missions. We think it would be a mistake not to have an opportunity for people to see the world and challenge them to think about someplace that's outside of their comfort zone, outside of the town that they grew up in the world that they know, to think about moving cross-culturally, maybe into another country or into another place. At Urbana, we want to be true to God's word and character, and we want to trust God for this future generation and not be too tied to the models and forms that we have of the past. What's a successful Urbana? And 20 years from now, if Urbana is still going, or a convention like Urbana, there will be a student who is influenced at Urbana who stands up and gives a message that presents a model for missions that none of us would have thought of at this Urbana. Why? Because God is speaking to them and showing them new ways to communicate and to work in this world. And we don't necessarily know what that is, but we know that we can trust God for it by presenting Scripture and being faithful to what it is that God calls us to do at this. The messages were similar to those that were in the Haystack prayer meeting. God will speak to them. God will speak to them if they ask. And so when I, in the opening night, have something to say, it's a very simple message, and that is to raise a sense of expectation among students there that God can speak to them and will speak to them at Urbana if they are willing. And the second major message will be that they can make a difference. They may feel powerless now as young people and everybody else is sort of holding power in the world, but this generation changed can transform the world ahead. We had a speaker's retreat in July. all but two of our speakers were there. There was a chance for interaction where outlines of the talks were presented, and it was so exciting to hear the messages that are going to be coming from some of these people. We had Saul Cruz, I mentioned. Ajit Fernando is going to be doing the exposition. Sri Lankan has chosen to stay in Sri Lanka. I was talking to him. He says, well, when our children turned 7, we decided not to take them out of Sri Lanka because it causes too many other conflicts. He says, we want them to grow up and remain there. So he stayed in Sri Lanka and is an author and a world-renowned Bible expositor. He's spoken at Urbana before, and he'll be bringing the messages, the expositions. Ephesians breaks down into 8 passages. One will be preached, and then the next will be preached, the next will be studied. So it'll be a combination of manuscript study and preaching with a unified message. Our people have worked, those who have worked on the Bible study, Lindsay Oldsberg and Lucy Mead, have spent time with Ajit to integrate those messages so we have an integrated message. Some of the other people that we have coming there, Rick Warren from Saddleback Church. I was just with him. This is the first time I've met him. I thought even though he's agreed to come, I would like to actually have a chance to talk with him. So some of us met him just day before yesterday. He'll be speaking at Urbana. Ray Bakke in Urban Ministries will be there. We have people who come from other parts of the world, mentioned Mexico, and then from Africa. We have Oscar Murillo, who is the head of Nairobi Chapel. He has a fabulous understanding of what it means for the global West, I'm talking about the Western Church, to engage in missions in the world today. I think that's one of the big missiological questions that's coming. With the change in the world and missions going up in other places, how do we engage with that? And he has a message, I think, that's really appropriate for us in a very successful ministry that he has there. Prayer will be taught and modeled, and there will be evening small groups that pray together. And on the 30th evening, which is a Saturday evening, we're hoping to have a lot of people from the city of St. Louis join us in the convention and all-city choir, looking at a number of exhibitors all in one place, and then seminar tracks, I think, that are very, very significant. One of the ones I'm most excited about has been put together by one of our staff, and it's African Americans in Mission, and they have some very well-known names, and I think some of the things that will be taught in a seminar track we haven't heard or had together in one place anywhere else. There's an international students track, an HIV/AIDS track. There's a whole thing on on-ramps for missions. There's an open for business track, which is business as mission, and a pastor's track. What we'd love to do is have every single one of you that's here come to that, because I think that you would find that you could benefit a lot from that. So as we come to Urbana, please pray for us. We're doing many new things, not just in terms of logistics. Logistics are huge, and changing that in what we're doing there. Those are huge. Pray for us in the logistics, but pray for us as we look at having a relevant program. The nature of who is sending and how they're going has changed dramatically in this country. And what it is that we teach and we want to have happen there is to be open to the Spirit of God to lead and guide students, a new generation of people, into missions for the future. Thank you very much.